It is my great pleasure to welcome Ria Schnurman and members of the Sonoma County Threshold Choir, who by name, in addition to Ria, would be Maria Culbertson and Yolanda Adams. They are here to... They are here to play, perform songs from this brand new book, Singing Us Home, Songs for the End of Life, compiled and edited by Ria Schnurman. This is a project that is very touching to my heart. I'm very happy to host them here at Many Rivers Books and Sea, and so glad that we have such a wonderful audience here to join us for this occasion. So, Ria and friends of the Sonoma County Threshold Choir, please sing.
My grateful heart, so filled with years of living, memories flow by me like petals on a stream. My grateful heart forgives so many sorrows, brings peace that lasts forever.
Because these are prayerful songs, it's really the biggest blessing of gratitude to give us at the end to end in silence instead of applause. So, welcome to everyone.
Welcome, welcome. This is Maria Culbertson.
Hi.
I'm Maria Schnurman. And this is Yolanda Adams. And Actually, Yolande is not part of Threshold Choir. She's a dear, dear friend with a beautiful voice. So I wrote a book. And these are songs to sing at the bedsides of people who are dying. They're also songs for caregivers, for ourselves, for memorial services. I think in thinking about what I wanted to say about bedside singing, it's pretty much summed up in the foreword to my book. So I'm just going to take a minute and read that to you. Because I don't think I could say it better than Helen Greenspan, who wrote the foreword. For as long as there have been humans, there have been bedside singers. Mothers singing lullabies to their children. Hospital housekeepers humming as they mop the floor in the pediatric wards. As this ancient art and instinct becomes revived in current culture, there is a tendency to professionalize it, to attempt to regulate it with a long list of do's and don'ts. While there are certainly more and less skillful ways of being at the bedside of a dying person, it is my belief that what matters most is presence and humility. By bringing our full presence to the bedside, we are opening ourselves to the moments as they flow from one to the next. We are aware of our own bodies, half of our attention inward and half of our attention outward towards the others. We are not striving for a particular outcome. Even the agenda of making someone more peaceful can create an energy of effort, and ultimately disappointment or frustration when the intended outcome isn't met. This energy, in turn, can be felt by our clients as a pressure to be other than what they are in that moment. To put our attention on each unfolding moment instead of on a specific outcome or response can, in and of itself, bring peace to the experience. Humility reminds us that all service is a mutual experience. The helper and the helped, the server and the served, the singer and the sung tune. It's always an exchange of energy which, at its best, is of mutual benefit to each person. When we sing at the bedside of those who are dying, we're not singing to them, but with them, as their energies are mingling with ours. They are contributing to our experience, whether they're singing along, smiling quietly, or deeply unresponsive. We sing for ourselves every bit as much as we sing for them. And despite the trend these days to call ourselves healers, a term that she says raises my hackle, it's my belief that when we sing for those who are dying, they are healing us every bit as much as we are healing them. When we forget that, we create a power imbalance, an us versus them dynamic that can interfere with the capacity for authentic mutual connection. Humility reminds us that the singer and the sung to are the same, that it is only temporary circumstance that lands one of us in the bed and one of us singing bedside. So as we sing bedside, let us relax our own bodies. Notice where we are contracted as we sit there. Feel into the experience. Relax again and breathe. Be open to each moment, even the uncomfortable ones. Pay attention. Keep our agendas off of our clients. Be merciful with whatever we are experiencing. Remember that we are not there to heal or to create a predetermined experience or reach a particular destination, but rather to bring loving witness and companionship to people as they journey through their dying time. We are there to listen deeply, to be receptive to what is being asked, and ultimately to learn from these individuals who are graciously or not, bravely or not, and peacefully or not, passing on before us. Each one is our teacher. So, a brief of where this book comes from. I'm from New York, a long time ago. I've been a professional music engraver since 1978, which means that I write music down. When somebody composes a song and they don't know how to write it down, they'll call my answering machine and sing it, and I will, from that, I'll write it down and make it look pretty. And I've been doing that for a long time, before computers were doing it. So, and I still have my original music engraving machine in my garage. And so, I came out here and I've been a musician for a lot of years, playing recorders, early music, medieval renaissance, klezmer, things like that, and I discovered the Threshold Choir, which totally changed my life. They are a national nonprofit organization that sings, that gives the gift of singing at bedside when requested. And there's over 100 Threshold Choirs now all over the United States and Canada. And the founder is Kate Munger, who is local.
Oil.
Thank you. Until I come from New York, oil. And Kate Munger lives in Inverness and is the founder of all the Threshold Choirs. And so, I've been singing for about 6 or 7 years at the bedside of people who are dying with, in small groups, with we go in groups of 2 or 3, sometimes 4, to bedsides, and sing for with people who are passing, and it's been one of the most rewarding and honoring things I've ever done. I just love it. And I get that things are changing with us baby boomers. it feels like we're facing death more directly, and willing to stand there. And yet, we're going through the deaths of our parents. And what do you do when you're in the bedside? You might want to sing. Singing is good. But what do you sing? A lot of people fall back on traditional hymns and spirituals. And in being in the Threshold Choir, I've realized that there's a huge, growing, new body of music that's coming from the experience of being at bedside, that meeting that need. And that there's songs of compassion and forgiveness and trust and surrender and comfort. And they're profound, deep, beautiful songs. And I've been witnessing many of the women in Threshold Choir and others writing these incredible songs. A lot of them for the very first time. They don't consider themselves a composer. And they say, well, I wrote a song, you know. And I go, well, let's hear it. And, you know, then they'll sing it. So I have a policy of whoever writes a new bedside song, I notate it for them for free. to honor them, to honor the song, to get it written down, because I love it. So I created Songcatcher. It's Songcatcher Music. I do music transcription, and lo and behold, I put this book together. I did all of the music notation in the book. Each song I do it on a computer program called Finale. A lot of it, it was certainly a learning curve from the way I used to do music engraving back in New York, which was on this old machine that wasn't even electric and a real clunker, but we get this chicken scratch music from composers and make it beautiful and print it. So I just also finished a second book, very similar to this, for a friend, Linda Allen, who is a composer and has written a lot of songs, and asked, she loved my book and asked me to do one for her, so I just did that. So I guess I'm a publisher. I woke up one morning and I'm a publisher. I self-published the book. I knew nothing about self-publishing. I cried. I worried. I learned. I cried more. And I did it. And if I could do it, you could do it. Bedside songs. What makes the qualities of a bedside song are that it's short. Usually they're very short, simple, repetitive. You don't want a whole story and it depends. It certainly depends on where the person is at. But if they're approaching their passing and very involved in what's going on inside them, you don't want to pull them out of it with words. So they're almost chant-like, a lot of them, and very simple, and just kind of go to the core and don't lecture and tell them how it is, and they're non-denominational. And that's it. So in singing at bedsides, just for those of you who are going to buy the book and go sing at bedsides, you want to be real sensitive to nonverbal cues. We always, in Threshold Choir, we never go to a bedside without a request by either the person dying or their friends and family. When you're there singing at bedside, you really want to know the song so that you can pick up if they've had enough or where they're at with it, and let them guide you in the process. So I like to do hardly any talking at bedsides. We're just there to sing. And a great discovery for me is that it's not about having a professional voice or advanced vocal techniques, none of which I have. I've never considered myself a singer. I've been an instrumentalist for a long time, but I was just so drawn to this. And Kate Munger would say, you know, if you can, all that's required is to be able to convey compassion and kindness with your voice. And be on tune. Be in tune.
Helps.
It's helpful, you know. But it's not about being a virtuoso. And I really like that. It's singing from the heart. And for me, it returns singing to everyday living, which is what it used to be before performances and concerts and all of this. People just sang. Mm-hmm. You know, you sing when there's a death, you sing when there's a birth, you sing when you're working, you just sing. Mm-hmm. And that, I love that. So I got the name of Songcatcher from this great movie called Songcatcher. Check it out. and it's wonderful, and you get it. You know, singing is about just everyday life. So that's that. and now we're going to sing. And we'll be singing, these are all songs from the book. And the first one we sang was My Grateful Heart. by Laura Fannin. Ocean Breath is the one that we're going to sing now, which was written by Helen, who wrote the foreword to the book.
And for folks who came in late, we're requesting that in appreciation of the prayerful nature of the songs, that we don't applaud at the end, that we just hold the silence.
And if you have a cell phone that hasn't been turned off for silence, this would be a great moment to do it.
I love these two. I don't know how I would do it before.
Ocean Breath.
Ocean breath breathing me, ocean breath breathing me. Thank you.
seen that one for a long time. You could hear the cascading waves and the long things. The next piece we're going to do is actually written by Marie Culberson.
I've been singing my whole life, and I didn't know that you could actually, actually write music. I don't know, a license to do that or something. So it was really exciting when one day after 30 years of singing, I got in my car and my radio wasn't working. Oh, crap. No music. And I set off on a tower drive along the coast to Somalis Bay. When I got where I was going, I realized that this song had showed up in my head, line by line, and I got to my friend Kate's house, who's the founder of Threshold Choir, and I said, Kate, I kind of think I wrote a song, but maybe I'm just remembering somebody else's song. And so we got in the car to head off and do some singing in Santa Cruz. She said, well, sing it to me. You know, I'm very kind. I'll say something nice, or I'll just kind of smile and look out the window. And oh, okay, that works. So I sang this song, and it was really exciting and very tender little moment. And she didn't actually say anything, and I just had this moment of like, oh, crap, it's no good. And then I looked over, and she was driving south on 101 with tears running down her face, and I thought, what a wonderful reaction for a first song. So I've written a few since then, but this is, I feel like my voice is something that I identify myself with, and it's my great joy to sing, and it's been a gift and a privilege to sing in a lot of different ways in my life, but coming to singing at end of life is a privilege I didn't even know I was going to get to experience. So this is a song I wrote for myself and for bedsides and for my choir singing sisters. And it's called From My Heart to Yours, and I'm going to sing it to you now. From my heart to yours, a song may it offer you comfort and healing, my friend. Though I cannot go with you, your journey goes on. I can laugh with you, cry with you, sing till you've won your freedom from suffering, released from all fear. May you find all the love that you needed was here. From my heart to yours, a song without end. May it offer you comfort and healing, my friend. Though I cannot go with you, your journey goes on. I can laugh with you, cry with you, sing till you've won your freedom from suffering, released from all fear. May you find all the love that you needed was here. It tickles me to sing that.
It's become one of the mainstays of Threshold Choir. We sing it a lot.
Well, it's fun that, I mean, not everybody's seen Ria's book, but what's really fun about it is you get the song on one side, but then you also get the little story of where it came from, what the songwriter wants to share about it, and she picked these wonderful images to go with it. So throughout the evening as we're singing, I'm going to hold up my copy of the book so you get to see a little moment of the image that goes with each song before we sing it.
That was such fun. Just the right image for the song.
I really had fun with that.
Look for hours, and then boom.
So the next couple of songs, we asked me to speak just for 20 seconds or less what these songs are. And to me, what I thought about You Are Not Alone and Beautiful Gate is so much for those of us who are losing our parents or having the experience of being with somebody who's in transition, who's struggling in whatever way that's happening, is about kind of coming to terms with our own mortality in some new way, some new and exciting way. And realizing that, you know, like that wonderful quote, you know, in life, pain is inevitable, but misery is optional. You know, we have a choice as to how we approach that gate, that threshold. And sometimes it's easier to make choices we're excited and proud about and happy with, and sometimes it's more challenging. But whatever we have presented to us, we have a lot of option and power in what we do with it. And I like these next two songs because I think, to me, they talk about not the fear and the dread, but that, you know, we all come to the end of what we know in this life, and we don't get to know what comes next. And maybe we have faiths that tell us what to expect, and that can be very comforting. But, you know, we don't know till we step through that. And I've been really touched to be at some bedsides that just felt like sacred space, like somebody who's approaching that next step without fear, without, you know, without undue amounts of pain and dread. And it's really a special thing to behold, and I'm grateful that I've gotten to see that.
These are both written by Kate Munger, founder of Threshold Choir.
You are not alone, I am here beside you. You are not alone, I am here.
these next two songs are written by Sharon Lloyd from East Bay Threshold Choir. There's East Bay Choir, there's the Marin Choir, there's the Valley of the Moon Choir, there's the San Francisco Choir, there's the, we are fortunate to have many, many Threshold Choirs all over the Bay Area. And Sharon is a fabulous songwriter. And she wrote these two songs about breath. A lot of our songs, well, we have a number of them that tend to be about the breath. And when you sing at bedsides, often the breath is disturbed, rapid, or
not restful.
Not restful. And so, it's been amazing to me. Times we will, we'll have breathe easy, rest well, a lot of breathing songs, and you can see a difference. Not always.
I have to jump in for my favorite bedside song of all time, my favorite story is going to sing at the bedside of a very elderly woman who was near to her crossing over and was just very small and frail like in a bed, pointed with her focused gaze at a spot on the wall, and somebody had asked us to come and sing for her. It wasn't a direct request. And we went in, and usually, you know, we'll sing a song or two and you could kind of see people start to just relax, and the breathing is less labored, and there's a kind of a settling in, a quiet, and sometimes it's very noticeable, sometimes not so much. But we seem to have the opposite happening, like a breath got more restless, and and I was fairly new to it at that point, but I remember kind of thinking, I don't know that this is right. You know, I want this to be profound and sacred, and like I've been told that it should be, and I've experienced it, and it kind of wasn't. And we've been told she wasn't verbal, wasn't communicative. And this little teeny woman with her steely blue eyes pulled them away from the wall and turned and looked at us. And I just thought, oh, she's going to speak. And she looked at us, and very clearly she said, "Go away." We just tried not to laugh, and just said, "Thank you for being so clear. We're going to leave now." Because every bedside is different. And the intention of bringing this peacefulness and this comfort doesn't mean that's what this person needs or wants in that moment. You know, she was working really hard, and we were in the way. So, you know, but it's breathing is something that becomes a big issue around end of life singing in general. But
back to that forward about don't have an agenda.
Right. But that's still just my favorite bedside story. Thank you for indulging me.
Something you can listen for in these next two songs. Sharon wrote just the tune, which we'll sing in unison first, and we took the liberty of filling it out with using drones, which is just a steady note that doesn't change. We did call Sharon and sing it to her on the phone, and she loved it. So, so you'll hear how it feels different with the drums.
Breathe.
this moment. Breathe in this moment. In this moment, gratitude. In this moment, breathe. In this moment, breathe.
The song is called "You Will Be Held." You will be held. Your loved ones will be here to hold you and support you all the days of your life. And that's what they do.
The chorus of this song is very easy to pick up. And so we'll sing it once, and then you can repeat it with us if you'd like to. And then there's verses, and we repeat the chorus several times as it goes along. So by the end of the song, you can join us or hum or whatever you feel comfortable with doing.
Yes.
The
words are on the hand.
The words are very easy. You will be held and uplifted. You'll get it right away. You'll be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted all the days of your life. So let us sing it to you once, and then you'll join in the second.
Those are the choruses, and we will sing verses in between.
You will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted. All the days of your life, you will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted. All the days of your life, your loved ones will be here to hold you and support you, to bring you peace and deep, deep love, to be with you on your way. You will be held and uplifted. You will be held and uplifted all the days of your life. Good friends will hold you near in times of joy and sorrow, to help you shine and speak your mind. Stay with you on your way.
Lullaby for children, and I was so delighted to find that picture. Oh my God! the words. Well, you'll hear the words.
Elephants dancing by candlelight, bears rolling round in their den, buffaloes flying through golden light, ice skating pigs in their pens. Sleep now, sleep, my love, daytime has come to an end. Sleep now, sleep, my love, dream and go dancing with friends. Elephants dancing by candlelight, bears rolling round in their den, buffaloes flying through golden light, ice skating pigs in their pens.
I actually, for that song, I found two pictures. I found the dancing bear, and then I found this fabulous little elephant with wings, and I couldn't decide which one, so there they both are. Okay, this is a demonstration of what I was saying in the foreword about how you don't have to have a trained professional voice to sing. And I don't, and I'm singing.
That's not what it's about.
And this is a song written by Terry Garthwaite, who is writing fabulous songs these days. She goes way back to the Joy of Cooking rock band, and she was a woman rock and roll or and so in this book there's a real mixture of people, women who have just written their first song, and people who've been singing for quite a while. And I love having them all in there. So this is Terry Garthwaite's One More Song.
When it's time for you to go, I will sing you one more song, gently easing your way home. I will sing you soft and low, for my love for you is strong, and with you in my heart, you'll never be alone. Home, sweet home, as peaceful as can be. See the light come shining through the dark. When it's time for you to go, I will be there all along. As you journey down that endless open road. Oh, sweet home, as peaceful as can be. See the light come shining through the dark. For it's only you who knows where it is that you belong. As you journey down that endless open road.
Oh, Okay, we're getting there.
I will not leave you comfortless. I've worked at Hospice of Petaluma for 14 years, and one thing that keeps on becoming so clear is that at end of lifetime, that the I and the you and the boundaries, who we all are, that those boundaries really drop away, and the power of being present really comes when we're not holding on to who I am or who you are. And so some of these songs, when I sing them, I sometimes like to change the pronouns. So we've done that with this song. We're going to sing it three times, and just notice how it may, you may experience it differently when it's I or you or we. And there's no correct way.
I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you alone. I am the air you breathe in. I'm the light of every star and every dawn. You will not leave me comfortless. You will not leave me alone. You are the air I breathe in. You're the light of every star and every dawn. We will not leave you comfortless. We will not leave you alone. We are the air you breathe in. We're the light of every star and every dawn.
The next one we're going to sing, we've got two more, then we'll have a little discussion, and then book signing. This one is called Let Go, and many of our songs have in the lyrics words like you can let go, you can of this body, move on, fly away, all those aphorisms, the
metaphor.
Thank you. What did I do? I get myself in trouble. Metaphors for death. And called Let Go. And the thing about this song is, and songs like it that have that kind of language in it, you want to be really sensitive and not, before you sing a song with those words, you want to make sure that that person has acknowledged that they are dying, that is what's going on, and has met that frontier. If they haven't, and you can ask friends, family, if they haven't, don't sing it.
Or alter the words.
Or change the words. You need to honor their process. So the first verse in here is one that you would check out before singing. could always just leave it out and sing the other song.
Let your spirit go. Let your spirit go in peace. Let your spirit go. Let go. Let go. In this moment, rest. In this moment, rest in peace. In this moment, rest. Rest here. Rest now. Let your deep pain go. Let your deep pain go in peace. Let your deep pain go. Let go. Let go. Feel the love that's here. Feel the love that's here for you. Feel the love that's here. It's here for you. Let your spirit rise. Let your spirit rise in peace. Let your spirit rise. Let go. Let go.
It was written by Tina Green in the Davis Threshold Choir, and I just have to read a little bit in, you know, each composer, I made them write a little, little background to the song, like, where does this song come from, what does it mean to you, I really like it, it deepens the whole thing to know that for me, and she wrote a wonderful blurb, and part of it says, the Davis Threshold Choir has used it at memorial services, and individuals have used their own words to support their own journeys. This is the gift I receive as a songwriter. Once it is born, a song takes on a life of its own, and it brings me endless joy to see how it lives in the world. May it bring you comfort, too. Okay, the next is the last one we'll do before opening it up.
Uh-huh.
Called Lay Back in the Arms of Love by Gina Salah. It's very chant-like, and
these lyrics are in your handout. If you'd like to look at it, we're going to sing it three times. And if you'd like to join in, please join in with the melody or harmonies.
Harmonies are welcome.
And so we'll do it three times through, and you'll just catch it at some point. Or you won't.
Or not.
Yeah. We're just going to sing it through three times and then end. And after our discussion, we'll have another song to close as well.
Lay back in the arms of love. Lay back in the arms of love.
arms, you are safe from harm. Laid back in the arms of love. Laid back in the arms of love. Laid back in the arms of love. Rest back in the arms, you are safe.
There are a few men in the threshold, in various threshold choirs.
The threshold choir was started by Kate Munger, who really wanted to reclaim singing at bedside, and she had been singing rounds groups for decades with women and felt like there was just something very natural about so many places on the planet where women sing to their infants at coming into this threshold of life, that she felt it was really natural for women's bodies and voices to be the vehicle that many people cross the next threshold. And there have been so many, you know, just wonderful singers who find it and get that kind of tingly, like they hear about it and go, oh, I'd love to know about that. And there are a number of choirs on the East Coast that just have great men join up and want to sing. So it's a network of women's a cappella singing groups singing at bedside that does get co-edited sometimes, and I feel like has a great opportunity for anyone to sing.
For the most part, they're women's voices.
Anyone?
How many of you are there? How do you configure yourselves when you're called in this, in Sonoma County or in this area?
Well, I'm the bedside coordinator for Sonoma County Threshold Choir. And when we get a call, it depends how urgent it is. If it's somebody, if they're asking for somebody to come ASAP, I'll just make a few calls to the people I know are probably available and experienced singers, and two or three of us will go.
And it, you know, it might be just one person can respond. If somebody is eminently passing, you know, it might be the anyone who can come today in the next 3 hours. But generally speaking, it's two to three of us just coming in very quietly. We sing for about 20 minutes. It's just the, you know, we're professional choir. We've heard this might be comforting. We hope you enjoy this, and we'll be watching your breathing, your eyelids, anything you can give us to let us know if this is helpful to you. And we sing, and then we just sort of exit.
Yeah, I got a call a few weeks ago from a friend at Memorial Hospital whose friend had just been in an auto accident and was really on her way out. And I couldn't get a hold of anybody else, and I went. And I hadn't sung solo at a bedside before, and it was wonderful. It was really wonderful. There's other threshold choir members here.
Yeah. Lisa. You raise your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know. We have at least three.
Do you practice how often?
The main
practices are twice a month, first and third Wednesdays, and I've started a rehearsal on the second Thursday specifically for newcomers to the choir. And if anybody's interested in singing with us, please talk to me or give me a call. My information's on your handout.
And the choir website is also on the handout because, you know, first and third Wednesdays don't work for somebody. Marin County does Tuesdays. Valley of the Moon is Sundays and Mondays. I mean, there's so many opportunities to sing, whether it's, you know, Occidental Choir, Love Choir. I mean, we just have so many wonderful choirs in this area. The Threshold Choir has a number of chapters in this North Bay area and then the greater Bay area. And there's an interactive map on the website. So, you know, if you've got a friend in Indiana, you can just kind of go there and see if something pops up. We're everywhere.
Yeah.
Have you ever had nurses or doctors in the hospital contact you?
Yeah. Not really.
She said yes, you should know.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
you may not have, but I've had contact, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've gotten calls from chaplains, calls from palliative care nurses, calls from, you know, people who have different responsibilities on their ward, who, you know, may even call up and say, you know, I have a patient I think would really like this scene, but, you know, I don't know if we can't really pay you. And it's like, no, we're free. Just call us. And if we can, we come. That's, you know, this is our gift, and it's something we do for people. We also get huge, all kinds of unmeasurable benefits ourselves. I mean, I got into this thinking what a mitzvah was, something I can do for other people, and I didn't realize how much it was going to bring into my life and just really transform everything about my life, from, you know, my relationships to my jobs to my everything, just because being on the singing is so groovy, and it's such a privilege to be in that space with people. I didn't expect that, and it was really delightful to experience.
Yeah.
My instincts call me to songs like Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Gently down the stream.
Oh, absolutely.
Barely know.
Life is but a dream. Very important.
Yeah,
line.
That's right. Yeah. Rhea's book is separate from the repertoire of the Threshold Choir, although there are a few songs that overlap, but it's been really interesting singing this music for, I don't know, 12 or 13 years now, to see that there do seem to be some kind of themes that run through, you know, ocean crossings and things around breath and you know, home, hearth. There's stars, fish. Like, there are some things that seem to pop up over and over again in songs. And I mean, Row, Row, Row Your Boat, that's the song everybody knows. It kind of takes us back to a time when we were little kids, and you know, there's a playfulness to it, but there's also kind of a deep meaning to it, and it's got that wonderful round. Like, I hadn't experienced round singing, really, until I was somewhere in my 30s and just went, oh, this round singing stuff is fantastic, you know? It's not just for little kids singing their nursery rhymes. All those are fun.
And depending where somebody is at a bedside, if they're if their passing is imminent, we won't sing rounds. It's too, even a round, a simple round is too much.
Complicated.
Sometimes we'll just drop words altogether and just hum.
Could I just say something also? Yeah. We have had family members request certain songs to be included that are comforting to them, maybe in their traditions. We had one young man who was end of life, who wanted to do nothing but hear Beatles songs, and we worked up the Beatles songs. We chose the ones we thought would be most comforting for him, but we do mold things to what people request and what's going to work for them.
I learned Mac the Knife.
Comforting.
Request, I don't know.
Mother Mary comes.
Yeah. I was wondering,
Go ahead.
Do you ever get requests for at the bedside of people who have, who are in a coma?
Oh yeah. We talk to them.
Okay, so people don't necessarily have to be, you know, dying. They can request healing through music from your choir.
We're pretty much for the transition.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're not trying to affect anybody medically. I mean, in fact, we often don't ask a lot of questions about a person's condition. We may say, how close do you think they are to transitioning? But the things we want to know are things like, are they responsive? You know, do we think that they're going to open their eyes or say anything? And what's their hearing level? So that we know how to adjust our volume. I mean, you don't want to bring this lovely, soft little tone to somebody who's really hard of hearing and they're not getting any of it, you know, except maybe energetically. And then, is there a spiritual orientation that you're aware of that we can know about that would help us pick the most appropriate songs? You know, are our hymns going to be helpful? Is something, you know, from a Buddhist tradition going to be the right thing? I mean, but really, we don't need to know what's going on medically because we're not there to try and fix or cure or heal. We're just wanting to bring comfort and let whatever is happening happen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In response to your broadening it out, mm-hmm. my understanding is that if somebody's giving birth, the family can ask, because that's a threshold too.
It is a threshold.
When babies are born.
Within the general, the mission statement of the Threshold Choir is that it's a network of a cappella women singing groups bringing comfort to people who are struggling and on the thresholds of life. And there's different interpretations of that. The Marin County chapter actually sings in the Marin County Jail with women who are incarcerated. And that's, I mean, that's not end of life, but that's a really specific, you know. There's people who, you know, we have a couple of choir members I'm aware of who like to sing to animals. They sing to animals at the end of life, animals who are coming out of medical procedures or surgeries. I mean, I think they're, you know, we all kind of take this music and figure out how it fits best for us in our lives and where we want to bring it as a gift out in the world.
I think we're running out of time. So if there's one last question or comment.
Well, I was just going to say that you brought up all this stuff for me. When my sister died about 12 years ago, she was in a coma. And I went in and I just started singing Country Roads.
If your voice conveys,
yeah, I think sure.
Gentleness and kindness, it doesn't matter what you're singing. Last song by Peggy Seeger, that's sister of Pete Seeger. I was delighted I got permission to use this song. I heard her in concert a few years ago and went up and told her what I was doing and could I include her song, and she said, sure. Because it wasn't that easy.
There's sort of a call and response. So when you see this, you're going to be invited to sing, Friends Carry Me Over. What did I say?
Friends Carry Me Over.
And then when you see this, you can sing, Love Call Me Home.
Love Call Me Home.
Okay, and we sing a lot of other stuff. Okay? All right.
And after this, there'll be book signing if you want to buy a book, and
thank you for coming.
Yes,
thank you.
This is great. There it is. When the waters are deep,
friends carry me over.
When I cry in my sleep,
love call me home. Time ferry me down the river, friends carry me safely over. Life tend me on my journey, love call me home.
When the waters are cold,
friends carry me over.
When I'm losing my hold,
love call me home. Time ferry me down the river, friends carry me safely over. Life tend me on my journey, love call me home.
When I'm weary and cannot swim,
friends carry me over.
Open your arms and take me in,
love call me home. Time ferry me down the river,
friends carry me safely over.
Life tend me on my journey, love call me home.
Take the gift I bring,
friends carry me over.
Deep within me life is singing,
love call me home. Time ferry me down the river,
friends carry me safely over.
Life tend me on my journey, love call me home.
Life offers a chance,
friends carry me over.
Time can stop or dance forever,
love call me home. Time ferry me down the river,
friends carry me safely over.
Life tends me on my journey, love call me home.
Thank you so much. That was really wonderful. Thank you. And thank you all for coming and singing along with. There are a couple of announcements that I have. Number one, the copies of Singing Us Home are right here behind me. Number two, because we have such a good crowd tonight, I'm going to ask the people sitting in these chairs if you can just fold them up and put them against the counter there as you go. And number three, we have a donation bowl over on the counter, and we encourage you to contribute to it because we share this blessing from you with our speakers as well, and to further their work, as well as to maintain this space so we can continue to have these events here. Thank you all so much, for coming tonight.
Thank you. You're very welcome. I'm glad you came. Hey,
I was running through the house, so I I'll call you later. Yes, we're on for the next one.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.